If you're giving thanks to Jesus, make it bigger, make it better. Is that the best you can give to your God? The Lion of Judah has broken every yoke.
He has given us victory again and again.
The Lion
of Judah has broken every yoke. He has given us victory again and again.
Sing it again.
Let every ear
Everyone under the sound of my voice, including me, let us all remain listening. Let the glory of the Lord be revealed. Let the intent and the counsel of the Lord stand. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a hand, somebody. Amen. Let me get started by welcoming the person on your left and on your right and say, you're welcome to DP. Be seated. Thank you, guys. Love you right back. God bless you. Psalm 116 verse 12 is my deliberation this morning as I begin to wield God's authority. What shall I render to the Lord for all his benefit towards me? My God. What shall I render for all his benefits? Some Christians don't even know there are benefits. I was somewhere many years ago and a Christian was saying, with all the sufferings, if I don't make heaven, with all the sufferings. That is his perspective. What shall I render to the Lord for all his benefits towards me? Put your hand on your chest, say, I have some benefits coming to me. And because of that, there's a way I will live. So the psalmist said, what can I render? A song? Money? Coming to church early in the morning? No. I want to give myself. I want to put myself in the offering bowl. Because if God has my heart, he can have anything. I want to put myself. I don't want to come to church. I was watching something yesterday, Sunday evening. I just bumped into something. A prostitute was telling his customer to fast and pray. My God. That's the perspective people have about God. No. Give God his own and do your thing. Now, I'm not judging anybody, but there's a sacrifice that God does not accept. So the psalmist said, what can I render? What? What is too much to be given? It is when you wanted to give to God that you went to meet your cousin that is not born again. What should I give to God? You. That they've never operated before. Or you survived an accident. Everybody in your family, they die once every year. You, nothing has happened to you. I told some workers, I said, you don't know God pays you. It may not be money. But God pays you. Because God will hold no man. I don't need rocket science to know. God will hold no man. What shall I render? Have you thought about it? You know, when you give something to God, you walk back to your seat like, I've done something big. What shall I render? That will be commensurate to how good it's been to me. For all his benefit towards me. Psalm 103, I want to read verse 1 to 5. In Psalm 103, verse 1, he said, bless the Lord, O my soul. You know what soul is? Intellect, memory, emotions, imagination. Those things didn't want to bless God because he was king. By the way, I hope you remember that when David defeated Goliath, Goliath had four other brothers, but they didn't touch him. They waited. In fact, there was a time David was fighting for the Philistines. He was in their territory. They didn't touch him until he became king. They knew he wouldn't pray again. They knew he wouldn't fast again. Oh, he had so much to eat, so much to drink. That was when they attacked him. When he was leaving your country, why didn't you attack him? No. That guy would be spiritual. He had a problem. The king was chasing him. That's the way the devil operates. So when he wrote this psalm, in Psalm 103, he was already a king. His mind. No prayer point. Enough cars. Enough things. Even DPE once in a while. Let's go there. What is pastor saying? Pastor should not stress himself. David said, bless the Lord, O my soul. And all within me. My kidney, my liver. Bless God. Bless his holy name. I told you, I've not told the whole church about someone that won 1 million. was being pastored by Pastor Wale. He called Pastor Wale. Wale, what is that done, Wale? 1 million. To let you know, poverty is not lack of money. It's the mind. How much do you have that you own nothing? Those things own you. How much? Maybe you are 35, 40. Your meat at 20. Obasanjo became the first president at 27. And became president the first time at 27. What have you achieved that you are behaving like this? Your shoulder pad is like rugby player. You are working. You think I'm just joking. There are lots of people that have that problem. If an adulterer commits adultery, he will know. He might repent. If someone that steals, stole something, he might know and repent. But if you are proud, how who will tell you? You will be proud till you destroy yourself. And before it falls, it's pride. You must check yourself before you wreck yourself. Always check yourself. I've never seen a poor man go for a checkup. It is when you have, you must check your heart all the time. When did I become like this? I remember that same door. Bio, don't do that. God humbles us when we don't humble ourselves. It says, bless the Lord. All that is within me, bless his holy name. In verse 2, the Bible says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not. Don't forget where God picked you from. They did an election in your family, you lost. Don't forget that if not for the Lord that was on your side, they would have forgotten you. Even Samuel said, oh, he saw Eliab, he said, here comes the Lord's anointed. They forgot that they even gave birth to you. He said, I may forget, but please, my soul, everything within me, don't forget all his benefits. Then he begins to enumerate his benefits. He said, he forgives all your iniquities. All your lawlessness, he forgives it. As much as you pretend in church like everything is in place, God sees what happens to you in the secret and he forgives all your iniquities. Isn't God a good God? Who heals all your diseases? I was watching church. I wasn't the one preaching. Someone was preaching. And they said it wasn't actually a headache. It was cancer. It wasn't a stomachache. It was actually a tumor. When you come to church, God just heals you. Things that the devil thought the next 2 years of your life would be a struggle. In one service, it just destroys. And you came in, how will you feel if somebody shared his testimony? Oh, I had a headache. God healed me. You say, headache. Lasso. Ordinary headache. You won't know what God has done. He said, because of that, I can't be standing, be posing, because I'm wearing designer when they are praising God. We're not coming from the same place. In verse 4, it says, who redeems your life from destruction? You know the meaning of redeem? Offloaded. They were going to destroy people. Yeah, your uncle says, park, driver. Why is that person there? Say, he's owing. Say, no. How much is he owing? Say, 5,000. Say, take. They offloaded you and they took the rest away. He redeemed your life from destruction. If you were redeemed from destruction, wave your hands to me. Different destructions. Things that others went through, they sank. You survived it. You are not a cat with 9 lives. You are a cat with many lives. Hallelujah. You sat in front of the doctor. He told you, with this medical report, your lifespan, just go and prepare. Maybe 10 years. And God made you. Oh, a girl was just crying before me here. Said a prophet that says things that comes to pass. Said she would die. So time that yes, you in this church, you will not die. Kneel down. Father, in the name of Jesus. And she came a year later. Pastor, I didn't die. How can you die? Amen, somebody. You will die. He redeems your life from destruction. Because he redeemed you, many years ago when you were in school. And now you're in Abuja or wherever you're watching me from. Maybe you're abroad. And now, they'll call you, say hello, hello. You won't pray. And God has redeemed you. I'm not blackmailing. I'm telling you the way it is. He redeemed your life. Who crowns you, oh my God, with loving kindness and tender mercies? Verse 5. I'm going to stop there and continue. Who satisfy your mouth? This is a scripture I have every Sunday evening. Satisfy your mouth with good things. Some people think God doesn't like good things. No, he likes good things. Some people think suffering is godliness. It satisfies your mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed. There's something that God will satisfy you with. You will become younger. So that your youth is renewed like that of an eagle. You know the story of an eagle. Every 40 days, it will go to the mountain and shed all his feathers. And there's a gland under the wings. It will use the gland like an anointing to rub itself, and new wings will go. And it will not flap like other birds. It will soar. Oh, I've not told you. The only bird that pecks an eagle is the raven. How does eagle kill ravens? By fighting? Never. The ravens will kill the eagle. What does an eagle do? It soar. It gets to a level, oxygen ceases for a raven and it dies. That's how it kills ravens. Tap your neighbor and say, keep moving up, keep moving up. If your enemies can't handle you now, what will they do by August? So as you buy your car, buy ambulance. You must be your brother's keeper to keep them, to help them. Can somebody shout hallelujah? Tap your neighbor, say, forget not all his benefits. Touch your chest, say, praise the Lord, all my soul. Say, bless the Lord, all my soul. And forget not all his benefits. Can somebody shout hallelujah? Says, what shall I render? What can I give God that is too much? There's nothing that I have that God didn't give to me. Children, money, anything you and I have, God gave them to us. Have you given your child something? And you say, after giving your child something, maybe cake. He said, give me little. He said, where did he get it from? From you. And where it came from, you can get more. You don't need that cake. You just wanted to teach your child a lesson or test your child whether your child loves you more than cake. Hallelujah. Tap your neighbor, say, I will never forget his benefits. He's been so good, they call him God. In Romans 12 and verse 1. Romans 12 and verse 1. So, I beseech you, therefore, anytime you say therefore, find out what is therefore. We, in view of the mercies of God, with all this that I've spoken to you, his mercies, brethren, I beseech you. This is the way you can respond back to him. That you present your bodies as a living sacrifice. I know about dead sacrifices. I've never seen a living sacrifice. I know about burnt offering. That was what God told Abraham to do with Isaac. Burn, you know, there's a meat offering when you go home with the meat. The fat will be burnt to God. But burnt offering, you burn everything. Guru, guru. You burn everything. It will be black. And you go home empty-handed. What would he have told Sarah? Even the young men that I burnt my child. Wouldn't they say his head was not correct? That was how much God tests people. And God wanted to test him. He said, present your body. Not the song you sing. Not your tithe. I wish we can do an envelope where you can envelope your body and present yourself to God. That's exactly what I'm saying. Once a year, God requested that the Jewish people present their sons, their first son, before the Lord, once a year. I hope you'll get to your office and lock the door. Get home and lock the door and present yourself. said, from today, that was a prayer Jesus Christ was praying at the Garden of Gethsemane. He said, God, take this cup away. God said, Jesus, you know you're my son. You have to go through this. He said, let your will be done. It's a prayer of consecration. I submit myself to even death. I don't know how it will happen. I've never lived without you. But I submit myself to your will. There are people listening to me who have given their lives to Christ, but they took it back. They've never submitted a part of their lives to God. I pray in the name of Jesus that in the name of Jesus this year, as you reign with Christ Jesus on the throne, I pray in the name of Jesus that you'll be the type that has given your life totally to Jesus Christ. He said, present yourself as a living sacrifice, wholly separated. Some of us are not separated. You still do everything an unbeliever does. Your cousin has a girlfriend. You have a your cousin's girlfriend sleeps in the house. Yours sleeps in the house. So what's the difference? The music they play is exactly what you listen to. There's no difference. There's no agion moment. You are not separated. You are not different. The only thing is that you are going to Pastor Bill's church. So that's why people that are close to you think you are serving a man. Because we can't see anything God is doing in your life. There are people that are in their office, they don't even know they are Christians. Holy, acceptable to God is not every sacrifice that is acceptable to God. And don't let anybody deceive you that in the New Testament, God does not take sacrifices. Never. Let anybody deceive you. Sacrifice is so powerful. You remember when Israel was fighting Moab, that the king of Moab, when he saw he was losing, he didn't even know God. He just took the son that was supposed to reign after him and sacrificed the son on the altar, and God turned against his people. Don't let anybody tell you sacrifice is not powerful. Bible says that's your spiritual worship or your reasonable service. So, you and I know that singing a song is not, if it starts from there, is not our reasonable worship. Now, please get me right. I'm not saying if you slept off or if there's an emergency or maybe it's a new lifestyle, you forgot to honor God first and you did something first. Don't say, I forgot. It needs a lot. Today has gone. No, start from there. Because the blood of Jesus helps you. Don't say, today has gone. I will start from tomorrow. No, start from now. No better time than now. Amen. Glory be to God. In verse 2, the Bible says, this is how you do it. Don't be conformed to this world. The word world here is not oikomena. Oikomena is the world, is the part of the earth you dwell in. It's not cosmos. That talks about the order or the way the world do what they do. It talks about age. The best translation is fashion. Fashion does not mean clothes alone. What trends? Don't be conformed to what trends that is against your constitution. Now, God does not want you to be isolated, but he wants you to be insulated. He doesn't want you to live on earth as though you are in 1980. He doesn't want you to be archaic. He wants you sometimes. People, you let people know, I know what you know. I have what you are chasing after. But there's God. Come and talk to me. Don't be conformed. Now, this pulpit looks like this. All the pulpit made by Proxen Australia looks like this. Because they have a mold with which they do the base, a mold with which they do the stand, a mold with which they do the lead with which we put the Bible on. That's why all of them look alike. The world has a mold. I wish I could read to you J.B. Phillips. The world has a mold. That's why, if you notice, if somebody's supporting somebody, they want you to support the person. Ah, Egbert. Must I be like you? Collect me. That's the word I just said. Collect me. Ah. Must I support who you're supporting? Why are you harassing me? Democracy. You preach democracy. Everybody has a right to who they want to support. No. They'll be harassed. They will come on your page. Why are you not supporting? Why must I? The world has a mold. I'm telling you, be paying attention from today. While who you are supporting or who you want me to support is good, I'm not against that, but it cuts across everything. If they have an opinion, they are not going to have their opinion and keep quiet. No, they will come to your page. Why are you not having my opinion? The world has a mold. Talk to me, somebody. Some people, some 20 years ago, carry placards in England. They said, that's the way we've been made. We are this. We love to have sex with these people, not with these people. We were laughing. We thought they were joking. Right now, you can't even say it. What we thought they were joking about, they imposed it. Oh, if you think... about it, about something in a certain way, ask your children. They don't even know what you know. Because in every movie is there. Talk to me. Okay. Thank you, media guys. They give me J.B. Phillips. Don't let the world squeeze you. Look at the word squeeze. Into its own mold. Did you see mold? But let God remold your mind from within. I'm talking about you will not be popular. What you believe will not, you will be like a man from another world, because the devil has a way of making what is not nice popular. Go on the internet and say you're a virgin. They will harass you. Virgin, at what age? People will laugh at you. Ha, 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 ha. Did you see what I read to you that concerning virgins? There were instructions in the Bible, because it was normal. If you still go to the Middle East, it would be normal for somebody that is not married to be a virgin. Talk to me. But you talk. Go to America, go to London, see it. Go to Lagos. They will laugh at you. In case, I don't want people to say I'm being prejudiced, come to Abuja. They will laugh at you. I just use that as an example to let you know the world has a mold. Are you offended? The world has a mold. And they want to squeeze you into it. In fact, they will put a label on you. If you're a pastor that, you extol the world, they will leave you alone. But if you are preaching against them, they will tell each other, they will call each other that pastor, there's something wrong with it. Let's sink him. They will say things like that. And they will do that to anybody. I pray for you in the name of Jesus. That's what they call suffering of Christ, not hunger, not lack of money. I pray that as you suffer with Christ, you will reign with him. In the name of Jesus, there are people that, they will come for me. Why are you not coming for people? Why are you not coming for Jesus, for people, for Jesus Christ? Amen. When I say what some people do, it's something I've done in 1991, 1990. It's not different. It's not different. When I see them, I don't want to go into some things. When I see what some people do, I just laugh. Some people will take a picture with alcohol. Some people will smoke hemp. So what? So what? I was watching a YouTube of somebody who won an award and brought marijuana out of the bag and smoked that. And all the youth shouted. They will make something odd. They will make you popular. There's nothing you can do. So don't follow things because everybody's doing it. Find out, number one, whose spirit is behind it. And find out if that goes with your constitution. That's what I'm saying. Don't be offended. I use some examples. Understand what I'm saying. That they will want to squeeze you into their own mold. The Bible says, don't let the world around you squeeze you into his own mold, but let God remold your mind from within so that you may prove in practice that the plan of God for you is good. Amidst all his demands, and moves towards the goal of true maturity. Now, I'm not talking to everybody. I'm talking to the people I'm sent to. My sheep hears my voice, and the voice of the stranger, they will not follow. Hallelujah. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, I'm out of time, but let me quickly give it to you. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, I'm reading from verse 14. Verse 14. The Bible says the love of Christ compels us. Because this is the way we judge things, that if one died for all, then all died. I love you to read the KJV of verse 14 before we go to verse 15. KJV says, the love of Christ constraineth us. Tap your neighbor, say, I know what to do. I have the power to do it. Paul says, don't we have the power to lead on sisters? We have the power to lead on sisters. It is not against God's word. I had to do that to be able to write to thought of the New Testament. Talk to me, somebody. When I went to Cyprus, I saw the picture of Jesus that someone drew. It was a woman. And I saw it, not that they told me. A woman. And guess what? John the Baptist, John the Divine was his girlfriend. They portrayed Jesus as somebody who was practicing same sex. I saw it at the tomb of Barnabas. Not that they told me, I saw it. The whole world lies in wickedness. Wake up. Verse 15. He died for all, including those who are against him, that those who live should no longer live for themselves. Have you turned that part of the Bible away from your Bible? So that those who live, if you live, shout hallelujah. So that they will not live for themselves, but for him who died for them and rose again. I pray in the name of Jesus, you will no longer live for yourself. I say you will no longer live for yourself. I got to jump many things because I didn't know I was out of time. First of all, in 2 Corinthians 5:17, the Bible says, if a man is in Christ, he's a new creation. All things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. So, let me say this. This may annoy you, but I will say it. Before you are born again, if you are in a relationship, if you are born again, break it. That may not be God's will. It may be God's will for you. But first of all, a wise man said, if something belongs to you, throw it away. If it's yours, it will come back to you. Break it. All things, not some things. All things become new. All things. If that girl or that man is your husband or your wife or your spouse, they will come back. On the platform of God's word. Don't carry your past. Oh, we love our loved ones. When they die, we cry. We wear white for them. We buy the most expensive casket. We do everything, but what do? We bury them. We bury them. Because if you don't bury the dead, your loved one begins to stink. The person that was nice to you begins to cause putrefying stench in the family. So it is that Muslim or not born again person may love you, may be good, but begins to, man got to be introduced to a life that is new. And God's will not be able to come to pass in your life. So, break it first. Your problem is that you are carrying your past with you. That's the problem. Not because God is not God. Your problem is that you are carrying your past with you. Old habits also. If you don't break it, and you say, I'm born again now. And you go back to what you used to be, what you used to do. It will follow you. It will damage what God wants to do in your life. If a man is in Christ, he's a new creation. Tap your neighbor, say, I'm a new creation. Say, all things have passed away. Not all things. All things. Say, all things, including me. Say, I've become new. Did you hear that? Number two, in Romans 6, verse 11. I'm going to give it to you very fast. Likewise, reckon. Who can give me a meaning of reckon? Anybody? Consider. Thank you. Anybody else? Consider, reckon? Eh? Think. Thank you. Anybody else? Give it to me. You talk more than you are quiet right now. Give it to me. Okay, I give you as an assignment. Reckon, think. I know you know it. You just don't want to talk. Likewise, think. Let this mind be you. Train yourself to believe by your dead. When someone says, you know, go better for you, say, look back and say, who are they talking to? I'm dead. Do you know that in the olden days, when a strong man, a warrior, wants to give power to one of his children, he lines up all the boys here, naked, and lines up a naked woman. Anyone that the body moves, he will not give him the power. Anyone the body moves. Say, if I empower this guy and he likes woman, he will destroy himself. They will look for the one that the body does not move. That's the one they will give power to. Reckon yourself to be dead to sin. Just lie to save your life. I wish you came last month. 2 days of glory just passed. I'm dead. I'm dead. It's a new year. I'm dead. Reckon. Oh, come on, talk to me. Hey, yo, I want you to come for my party. This invite is so nice. I wish you brought it in November when I don't reckon myself dead. Wake up now. Sis, we used to go to club together. I wish you came November. But right now, I reckon myself dead. Indeed, thank you. Indeed, to see. In case you want to get this message very well, I'm going to give you an assignment that is very deadly. Go to the National Hospital. Go to the morgue department. Tell them to open the morgue. Tell a dead person, you know, go better for you. And see whether it's going to respond. It won't respond. My life changed when a man of God was driving to his office one day. And at the junction, somebody was picking somebody up. The person at the back didn't see the person picking someone. Just got to him, wound his car down, moved from the driver's seat, spat on his face. The man just cleaned it and went to his office. Those are the sufferings of Christ, not hunger. Because you know what to do. These are things that God are taking away from us. And I pray in the name of Jesus. I'm a good Christian. The only thing I have is anger. Bible says, make no friend with an angry man. Let's read to 14 and close. Likewise also, reckon yourself to be dead indeed to sin, but alive to God in Christ. Alive to God. Tap your neighbor, say, I'm alive to God. In Christ Jesus. Okay, verse 12. Therefore, because of this, because you're dead, don't let sin reign. If you want to reign, there's something you must not allow to reign in your mortal body, because there's a spiritual body. Don't let sin reign in your mortal body, that you should obey it in the lust thereof. Lust is not a demonic word. It just means desire. There are some things without the devil the body desires. Food, sleep. There are some things the body desires. Gossip. It takes two to gossip. When somebody has a mouth to gossip, you must not have an ear to hear. Not that you finish here and you say, It takes two. Bible says, don't present your members. Do not present your members as instrument of unrighteousness or sin. Don't present your members. It takes a mouth that God gave to you to drink alcohol. Anything that is not of God, you must stop it. Don't let anybody judge you for what you've done in the past. Let there be a new beginning. But present yourself to God as being alive from the dead. So there are two things you must do. You must be dead to sin. You must be alive to God. Oh, we did a concert in December 13th, 1999. We invited a rapper. He said, I'm dead to sin, but I'm alive to Christ. I'm dead to sin. People give their lives to Christ. A lot of people. That's the language they understood. Oh, I'm dead to sin, but I'm alive with Christ. I'm dead to sin. Are you dead to sin? No. You're born again on one side. You're alive to sin on one side. How long shall you do that? You can reign with Christ Jesus the way you're living your life. Bible says, present yourself to God as being alive from the dead. And your members, what are you? Can you remind me what your members are? Your eyes, your nose, your mouth, any part of your body is called members. Present them as instrument of righteousness to God. Verse 14, everybody, for sin shall not have dominion. I told you yesterday, everything wants to rule you. For you are not under law, or under grace. What? I thought grace will indulge me to do anything. No. Sin shall not have dominion over you anymore. So the next time cigarette says, smoke me, he said, I'm dead. Just zoom off. Rev your car high. Say, smoke. I just smoked. I brought a smoke from my car. Amen. Say to your neighbor, say, I'm dead to sin, but I'm alive to Christ. Find a new neighbor, say, I'm dead to sin, but I'm alive to Christ. Rest your feet. We are out of time. Rest your feet. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, I share your word with your people this early morning. Because you are first, we've decided to give the first to you. Father, in the name of Jesus, if the first is holy, the rest will be holy. May the rest of the today be holy for them. Yeah. Anything they've made up their minds, even listening to the word they would do, give them the strength to do it. Yeah. Now I release grace all over where the sound of my voice is. Yeah. I declare in the name of Jesus, the devil has lost over somebody here. Yeah. You are coming out. Wherever you're listening to me, a new person in the name of Jesus. Amen. People that are close to you will testify. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. You will be indeed dead to sin. Amen. And alive to Christ. Amen. Now I commit all your members unto God. Anyone the enemy has damaged may be restored right now. Amen. May heaven bear witness that you are indeed dead to sin and alive to God. And as you make yourself a living sacrifice, may God honor you. Amen. So shall it be. Amen. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. I'm yours.